FM.
And it is a very warm welcome to two of the contestants in the Miss Teen Bolito, which I do believe is taking place on the 18th of this month, 18th of October. And they are Hayley Chetty. Hello, Hayley.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to see you. Don't be nervous. You're fine in here, honestly. And Zora Ramatar, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Yeah, I'm good, good, good. It's good to see you, ladies. Have you ever done radio before? Is this the first time for you?
No, this is my first time.
And yours?
Yes, first time.
Yeah, I just realised. Just have a bit of fun, that's all. Okay. Now then, you don't know each other really, do you? When did you sort of get to meet and hopefully become friends?
So we met when we had our first introduction, which was our first workshop for Miss Bolito. And then from there, we've been attending all the workshops together and just talking. And we had a recent one where we were like together the whole day and then we just sort of clicked.
So hopefully you become best of friends.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully. It's like a maybe not. Okay, I'm playing. The 18th of October, not too far away now. It's only a couple of weeks. Where's the event being held?
It's at Lyric Lounge in Bolito.
Oh, okay. I know it well. It's just around the corner. Okay. And do you think you get a big turnout on the night? A lot of people coming to see you?
Yeah, I have a lot of family and friends
yes,
that
same.
Are.
Yes, my mom is inviting everyone.
So, like, it's compulsory that they come along on the night, obviously, and cheer you on, right?
Yes.
Which school do you ladies go to?
I go to Stanger Manor Secondary.
Okay.
And I go to Ashton Bolito.
All right. Okay. And looking a little bit further, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 17 years old.
17. Okay. You look a lot younger, which is a good thing because when you're 40, you look like you're 25. Okay. And yourself?
I'm also 17.
Also 17. All right. So you're very close to leaving school, really. Is it matric next year? Or are you in that
yes.
now? Next year.
Maybe next year.
So any plans? What are you going to become? Are you going to become a famous person on this planet? What are you going to do?
So I've had a lot of plans, but my current dream is to become a nurse so that I can help like sick and injured people.
That's lovely. I commend you for that. And yourself?
Also something similar in medicine.
You two are going to get on well. Okay. And then become a doctor maybe?
Yeah.
And specialize in?
Probably an anaesthetist or radiology. I'm still deciding.
Okay, but at least you've got plans for the future, which is a good thing. Why did you enter the Miss Bolito team? I mean, it's miles away from becoming a nurse, really.
So I entered Miss Bolito to just learn how to step out of my comfort zone and to hopefully inspire young people one day, if I do end up winning this title, that they should never give up on their dreams and they should always believe in themselves.
It's a good thing, yeah. You seem very confident. I wouldn't worry about your confidence at all. And yourself?
Yes, I also wanted to just open up a bit and grow in confidence. And I also thought it's a good way to connect with people and also give back to the community.
All right, and looking back over the workshops and stuff, what's the kind of favorite part of the pageant for you, so far?
The favorite parts of my pageant, well, there's been so many, but one of it was the one we had recently, which was like a whole day workshop where we learned about our emotions and our personality and we got to just grow closer to the girls.
That's quite deep, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, it was. It was such a learning experience though, and we all just really connected with the girls on the show.
Did everybody spill the beans? Do you think there was any lies or do you think everybody was opening up their hearts?
I think everyone opened up their hearts.
It was really like connecting with everyone.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's really, really nice. All right. So what would you say that you've learned from it, so far?
Well, what I've learned so far is the importance of confidence and kindness and mostly believing in myself. But I've also learned how to step out of my comfort zone and connect with people in a positive way.
All right. That's good. And yourself?
Yes. I've learned that true beauty is not only about what's inside, it's also about how you treat others and what difference you can make. So it's also about confidence and kindness, I agree.
Treat people in life the way you expect to be treated.
Yes.
Right? That's how I try and live my life. Okay, what difference would you make in the community if you won the title?
If I won the title, I would use my platform to promote kindness. And I would also encourage young people to never give up on their dreams and believe in themselves.
Yes, I would say the same. I would like shine some light on youth empowerment and really encourage the youth to see the value that they have and the difference they can make.
Briefly, just tell us how the night's going to go down on the 18th.
So it will start off like with a walk with our jeans and our t-shirts. And then we have a group walk, which all the girls walk in. And we have like little something planned to do with the music. And then we have our evening gowns, and the judges will be asking us one question each, and then from there they'll be crowning us.
I mean, it's like the Miss World. So are the judges sat at the end of the ramp, I would imagine,
yes.
A table. How many judges are there?
There are about five.
Yeah.
About five. You're not quite sure yet.
Not sure, yes.
That's all right. Anybody famous as one of the judges that you know?
No, not that you know.
We don't really know who the judges are yet.
Okay. Heidi's keeping that a secret from you at the moment. Okay. All right. Finally, give me a motto that you live by.
My motto, I would say, is something Princess Diana said, which is carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. So just like reminds me the importance that kindness is carried forward.
That is really nice. It really is. And she was a wonderful woman,
yes.
Wasn't she? I was full of admiration for her. Yeah, except for the person she married. But that's a whole other story. And?
Mine is that everything happens for a reason. For example, even this pageant, some things we are not in control of. So we just have to trust God and do our best. And whatever outcome we get is the one we deserve.
Okay. You're both very confident ladies.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't put money on, you know, which one of you would win. No, I couldn't do that. You're both very beautiful inside and out. And we wish you well for the competition, which is on the 18th of October.
Thank you so
much.
Come back and let me know what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right.